This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, a new plan is being drawn up to support North Yorkshire's carers. Figures show 3 in 5 of us will be a carer at some point, and almost everyone will know a family member, friend or colleague who's currently looking after someone. We've been finding out more about the strategy from Richard Webb, who's Corporate Director for Health and Adult Services.
So many of us actually are carers, have had experience of being carers or know someone who is. So about 1 in 10 of us will have an experience as a carer. So if you think about the area covered by this radio station, that's about 15 to 20,000 people. It's a lot of people. And I myself was a young carer. So, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't really realise that. I didn't have a label. But actually, when I look back, I was. And a lot of us will be in that position. So what we wanted to do jointly with the NHS and the voluntary sector was recognise the role that carers play in every community and to try and think about the things that we could do to try and help. So we've worked with carers in Harrogate and Craven and the surrounding area to do that. And we're just going out for consultation. We've started it on a carer strategy, and you can see that on the County Council website. And that talks about improving kind of awareness of being a carer, what that involves, better information, better advice, help with taking a break, but also help with things like financial issues, because that can be a big challenge.
And interestingly, there are lots of people who are carers who don't necessarily want support. They're quite happy to do what they're doing, but it's still important for you to be aware of them and what they're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of us are carers because we love someone. You know, it's about a close relative or a other friend or family member that we love. And people want different things. We're all individuals, so we want different types of support.
So in the consultation, what are the particular things that you're asking for people's views on?
Well, based on what people have told us, we've kind of identified several main areas, so that they are the kind of things I've talked about awareness of carers' issues, getting information and advice, help in a crisis, having a break and what that means, both for the carer and the person who's being cared for. Things like health and well-being, finance, getting a job, keeping a job. If you're a carer, that can be a big challenge. So those are some of the issues we're kind of wanting people's feedback on. We've got some proposals in there, but we'd welcome people's views.
And really, it's coming at an important time because people are more and more relying on their friends, family to look after them. And the figures are only going to increase, I suppose, people who are carers.
Yeah. And it's changing and it's evolving. So often also people have kind of, you hear about the kind of sandwich generation. So people have childcare responsibilities and they're caring for elder parents or for siblings or whatever. So absolutely, I think there's greater awareness. People have done it for ages, but, you know, there's greater awareness now.
And you mentioned being a young carer yourself. If you ideally could have had support at the time, what would you have wanted that you didn't get?
Do you know, I don't know. So it was my mum had a couple of brain tumours. So it was going on from the age of about 7 through to about 13 when she died. And do you know, it's a really good question. I wouldn't have even thought about it. And OK, my caring role wasn't major, but I kind of was exposed to things that, other children of my age weren't. And I it was only when in my 20s I began to think about the impact that had on my life and my growing up. So you suddenly grow up in many ways, you become an adult much more quickly. And when we talk about carers, we need to remember all those young people in Harrogate and Craven who are actually young people and trying to balance school, hormones, growing up with caring often for their mum or dad.
And you mentioned schools there. I'm guessing they're playing a much bigger role nowadays in making sure that students are coping if they are a carer.
Absolutely. And I know there's a lot of good work being done by North Yorkshire Schools about those kind of issues, but I'm sure we could always do more.
OK, so anyone who would like to take part in this consultation, what's the easiest way to do that?
So probably the easiest way is to go on the County Council's website, just Google for the carer strategy. If you don't have a computer yourself, then our library should be able to help you. So drop into one of the local libraries, and I'm sure someone can give you some advice about that.